Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Well, 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 look who came back. Welcome to Dish Nation. Yay! Don't know if you looked at the calendar. That's right. It is Friday. The weekend is here. We're going to pop things off the right way. Portia and Brad are at a rodeo currently. But listen, we got some people backing us up. Tracy Steele is in the building. And also from Wags, Atlanta, we got Nashay Caldwell hanging out with us. So later on, Floyd 50, they back at it again. Are they going to keep fighting or will they kiss and make up? Probably the first thing. Mm. Plus, one of Jennifer Aniston's exes is spilling some tea about working well on Friends. But first, LeBron James takes a dig at NBA legend Kobe Bryant.
Mm. Ooh.
So, you remember that famous line that Drake had, "Bitch, you wasn't with me when we were shooting in the gym?"
Nah.
Well, that line was aiming at Kobe Bryant's wife, Vanessa, amid their divorce rumors. Now, fast forward a few years, they're still together. Well, during LeBron's Icon 360 acceptance speech, James dredged up the old line to praise his own wife, Savannah, by letting the world know that she's been there from day one.
Yes.
That's
Bron,
right,
Bron?
Baby, honey. She's been there, honey.
Yes.
Now, Bronny Bron said, "We've been down since high school. I listen to a lot of rap music, and a good friend of mine said a lyric, 'You wasn't with me shooting in the gym.' But in all actuality, Savannah was with me shooting in the gym before I had absolutely nothing. So
come
thank
on,
you. I will love her forever for that."
Come on, Savannah. That's
right,
why
baby,
I like
honey.
You, boo.
Yes.
Go,
Bron,
Bron. I like you.
Yes. Yes, honey.
We need more of that from our black community. Right. Come on, black men. Stay with me.
You know, the black community sometimes likes to pull things out of thin air and be like, "Oh, he's dissing Kobe Bryant because he said she was with him." It's not like Kobe Bryant made that lineup.
No.
Drake made that lineup.
Is he even offended?
I don't think...
Not with
Kobe
not sitting on that money he has. He better
all.
Not be offended. No.
So, Nashay, do you agree with this line, though, honey, that a woman should be there, honey, from day one?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You gotta be there.
If you like Miss Jordan, honey. Now, Miss Jordan had a reason to leave, honey.
Yeah.
Michael's wife, she left with $100 million. So,
he
you
was
know.
Cheating.
You better leave with $100 million. You better
that's
leave
different.
With
cheating
$100 million.
Cheating is the deal breaker.
Yeah,
now, if they cheating, then holla.
Well, he was good enough to get a pass, though.
Who?
No, don't need no damn
Jordan.
Pass.
Who gets a pass? Jordan. Absolutely not. You will not get no
Michael,
pass.
Just do it.
Just don't.
Speaking of fabulous relationships, because you know I love me some Savannah and some LeBron, but I also love me some Queen B, honey. I'm talking about Beyonce.
Yeah.
Beyonce is a year older and wiser, hunty. Queen B celebrated her 37th birthday by giving her fans a special glimpse into her private life by sharing photos on her blog with this caption: "At 36, I became a new mother of three." Hold on. Three.
Yes,
hello.
She is.
"I breastfed two, Romy Carter and Sir Carter. I renewed my vows with my husband of 10 years. You know who she's talking about, right? Jay-Z, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all can take a look at these photos. She turned a thug into something new. Something brand
upgraded.
New. Okay.
But
yes.
You know what? I'm sorry. It's hard for me to believe they're in love like that.
Is it?
It's just hard for me to believe they're
aww.
In love. Beyonce looks like she's just a suffering wife, honey.
Gary, she's literally laughing and smiling
right.
in this picture
right.
with Jay-Z in the
that's
cake.
That's her birthday. That's her birthday, though.
You can't be sad on your birthday.
No, you can't be. Not with billions of dollars.
That's
absolutely not. You can't deny, though, that she transformed Hov. The man that we all know from Big Pimpin'. She completely transformed this man. He's not the same.
I think they grew together, though. Like, you know, Beyonce was like, you know, this quiet, demure little thing in Destiny's
right.
Child.
Now she's outspoken.
He gave her edge.
She's, yeah. But she had a Joe Jackson.
Yeah, but I'm a no, but I'm gonna need Beyonce to talk a little more instead of just keep putting pictures.
She don't need to talk. When you got billions, you don't need to say nothing.
Yes, you
take a picture. You just post a picture. To boom, I'm a billionaire. What?
You better
well,
say something.
Do you guys remember the show Full House?
Yeah.
Well, former co-stars John Stamos and Bob Saget are still super close. Isn't that
oh,
cute?
That's so sweet.
John recently got married and became a father for the first time at the age of 54.
Wow.
54. And the new father got some very practical advice from who else but his old friend, Bob.
Aww.
Bob told reporters, my advice to him is, when you're cleaning the kid, wipe from front to back because he doesn't want to get an infection.
You wipe from front to back? I wipe from back to front.
Look at your face. Your face is like, what is happening
it's
right
true.
Now?
Like, why as a man would you wipe from back to front?
Because you wipe from back to front.
You just get it out. Some people just try to get it out. I have a son, too. So,
you know, as a mom,
yeah.
Like, what is the best advice you would give to, like, new parents out there?
Try your best to wait until you're older. Not 54, but wait until you're older.
Get married first is my advice. First
travel.
Of all.
Look at
have
her.
Somebody
okay,
with
church.
You.
Okay, church. Okay. I didn't get married, and I am perfectly fine, and my son is perfectly fine. You don't have to get married first.
It's not
You'll
about that.
You'll be all right. You will be okay if you're a single mother, but it's
two-parent households statistically have better well-thought-out children.
Don't get your weave dragged out.
Single
mothers get your weave pulled
you
up to
here. They you have to pick up the
There's a lot of women out there that don't want to get married, but they do want children. And it's
a lot
okay.
of women want to get married, nobody don't want to marry them.
Exactly. I think
oh,
that's
what you're looking at.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know you wasn't looking at me.
No.
Anybody got some Vaseline? talking about awkward. Back in the day, Jennifer Aniston was on Friends, and her real-life boyfriend at the time, Tate Donovan, was guest starring as her love interest. Did y'all know that?
Never watched Friends.
What people really don't know, though, was Jennifer and Tate were breaking up in real life at the time.
I can see that.
Hunty! Tate recently revealed how heartbreaking it was at the time, saying, and so that was a tricky sort of act, and act like we were just meeting each other and falling in love or whatever, interested in each other when we sort of was breaking up. That was just tough. Seriously, could y'all work with an ex and be breaking up?
Yes.
Come
with
on
all
in.
That emotion surging through you, you can do it.
Some for that. It's like some people need to be in like some sort of like, you know, emotional distress to bring a better performance out of themselves.
For $1 million an episode, honey. It was nice meeting your hands.
What keeps you from just putting your hands on them, choking them?
Like, listen, like when you got bills due, plans for your money and future money, you're going to do a dance or two to make things work out.
It's better to break up, honey, making money like that than to be broke up and, honey, my ass would be broke.
And broke.
And you know they knew their lines because they probably didn't want to spend an extra minute on the set longer than they need.
Married to Medicine star Quad Webb Lunsford is so ready to be done with her marriage to Dr. Gregory Lunsford. The Bravo TV star bashed her soon-to-be ex on live television while talking to her sister circle co-stars. After they all watched a Married to Medicine trailer, let's take a look and see what it looked like.
They trying to say Quad took all the furniture out the house.
I come home, my sleep number was missing.
Sleep number, yo!
I saw my husband last night dancing in the car with another woman in my face.
Here's the thing, if you want to live single, you got to do the work to be single. Hear me what I say when I say it to you, Dr. G. If you want to be single, you're living single right now with your trips and everything. But let me tell you this. If you want to be single, do the paperwork so you can be single. Mine's is in. Let's go.
Wait a minute. First
that was
of all,
a word.
She's a little angry.
That's okay.
Okay, you can feel it in your body how upset she is, Lord.
I just didn't like that.
No.
I didn't like that.
On live TV.
What you didn't like?
Come on. We know you're going through a divorce and all this other stuff. Like, girl, you're supposed to be a lady, honey. Like, you pose a common front when you get outside and make like nothing is going on. We know y'all divorced.
But it's not entertaining. What she just did is entertaining, honey. And when she took the bed, she took the sleep number.
And I know one thing, honey. I said, girl, you're married to a doctor, honey. With her husband is a psychologist, if I'm not mistaken. Whatever. It's hard to find a black psychologist, girl. So, honey, you might have to wind up dealing with a garbage worker next because you ain't going to get no
well,
husband next. So, I don't know what's
might
going on.
If you no longer married to medicine and you're not a doctor yourself, you need a spinoff, like Addicted to Medicine.
Yes, but anyway, y'all, honey, let's make sure, honey, that you watch Dish Nation this Monday because my friend Ms. Quad will be here co-hosting with us.
Hopefully we can get a part two of that rant.
Well, friend of me, 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather are at it again, and we'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah,
it's Friday train trucking along, shall we? Now, listen, 50 Cent, he is showing everyone he is the undisputed heavyweight champion of trolling Floyd Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only person giving him a loss out here in these internet streets. I don't know if you've seen it, but social media has been on fire with the Colin Kaepernick memes Nike debuted his ad earlier this week, and 50 didn't waste any time by joining in on the fun and firing shots at Floyd Mayweather. Now, he posted this meme with a whole bunch of gibberish written across it, poking fun at Floyd's literacy skills. Mm-hmm. And the caption read, "Champ must have done it to himself. LOL, get the strap."
Why? Why do you keep attacking him?
Well,
why not?
Someone can't read or write. That's just so aggressive. Maybe
is it aggressive?
No, maybe, I love it.
Maybe he can't read well. Because there was always that one kid in the class that
he
would always
read.
Chuckle when they would read because they weren't good.
Can't read.
Just can't.
All right, so Mayweather clapped back and posted one of the illest memes I've seen on the subject and said, "When I have a herpes flare-up, my boyfriend always tells me to get the strap."
Not boyfriend. Did he say?
Well, girl, they must be finally telling the truth, because it's something about them two, honey. And I'm like, okay.
It's like they was married, and then, you know, Floyd found out about his side hoes, and then now they in a bitter divorce, and they took it all to social media. It's too much.
I love it. But don't you think he got somebody else to write this? Seriously, you
Absolutely.
Have a concubine for every single aspect of your life. Somebody to give you a bath, somebody to write your memes, somebody to cash your checks. You got somebody for everything. That's what I want to know. When is
they
it going to be?
A lesbian relationship because they be coming for each other. They lesbians. Okay? Because they be coming for each other like they girls. And it's annoying. I mean, years of coming for each other. Go sit down somewhere, please.
Yeah, somebody did something with somebody, baby.
Blue, you know it.
Well, models, y'all better beware because Lionel Richie's son, Miles, woo, he is coming for the runway, honey, and he is fine, just like his daddy. The 24-year-old made his modeling debut earlier this year at the Philip Plein Brooklyn Show and recently inked a deal with Wilhelmina's men's division and expected to attend New York Fashion Week.
Oh, wait a minute now, honey. Fine like his daddy. Now, wait a minute, child. Now, what version is it Lionel Richie, honey, that we're talking... Hold on. Which Lionel Richie we're talking about, honey? Real the World Lionel Richie, honey?
Yeah.
We're talking about, honey, the Commodore version of Lionel Richie?
Yeah.
We're talking about Brick House Lionel Richie?
No.
All of Lionel.
We're talking about Easy Like Sunday Morning Lionel Richie?
Lionel Richie, y'all, he makes some beautiful kids. Mm. Like, that sperm is strong. Ooh.
Yeah. And they diluted, so yeah, they would be nice.
Wait.
So if y'all got put on a situation where you guys were at a bar, they were both sitting at a bar, you could only buy a drink for one.
The young one. What do you mean?
You going for the kid or you going for the dad?
I'm going for the daddy. The daddy all day. Hey, Lionel, how you doing? You know, he got long money. That's that long money right there, okay? Hello?
Team out.
Is it me you're looking for?
Okay.
Well, Tracy and Ashay, I know sometimes you might be looking for people to help y'all out with y'all businesses.
Absolutely.
Well, let me tell you and our audience about this great website. It's called ZipRecruiter. Now, listen, hiring used to be hard. You know, multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, and a confusing review process. But today, hiring can be easy, and you only got to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find the people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match.
Super easy.
Need that.
Yes.
Gotta love it. With results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, our Dish Nation viewers can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive website. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, up next, Lily Allen spills the tea, honey, about another celeb's sexcapades. Ooh. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
now singer Lily Allen. She's been pretty blunt this week. We've been hearing a lot from her. She's spilling all types of tea about her sex life, and now she's talking about other celebrities. James Blunt, you remember him?
No, James Blunt.
Black people, we're going to have to Google that.
Okay.
He had that hit song, You're Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, You're Beautiful.
Yeah, it was one of them, like,
You're Beautiful. That's my song.
It's one of those, now that's what we call music joints. But anyway, so she revealed that years ago, she walked in on James having sex in the foyer of a hotel room at L.A. Chateau Marmont.
No. And what happened after that?
Well, she kind of just left the story kind of hanging. She didn't say if she joined in or just ignored what was going on. She just threw that out there.
Okay.
But have y'all ever been in a situation where y'all stumbled in on somebody having sex or even got walked on yourselves?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I stumbled in on it and stuff. And back in the day, you just stand there and while they were doing it. But so I didn't partake, but I just...
You're a little weirdo.
You are for re-e-e-eek.
So were these people that started without you or, like, were you just walking in the wrong room?
I just walked in, honey, you know, and then I was like... Oh.
Well, I got stumbled in on...
By who?
Ooh.
I don't know.
It's a whole bunch of freaks in this room, Jesus.
Yeah, I was in college. It was like real fun. Like a cookout, you go in the back room. But people's coats were in the back room, so it was like, what my shot? Oh, that kind of thing.
I hope your husband watching.
Look, you know we married.
Oh, okay.
I don't have no secret.
Okay.
Now, you guys, I'm really going to need some help with this one. Getting to the bottom of this story is going to be a little tricky. Mm-hmm. It's good to have goals in your life, but this might be going a little too far. Natasha Crown, a 24-year-old Swedish model, says that she wants to break the world record for the biggest behind.
Why?
I don't know. Mm. She has already had 3 Brazilian butt lifts and is planning on her 4th very soon.
Jesus, take the
so
wheel.
So let's see what she's working with.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, honey, please.
Oh, God. The craters. Oh, my God.
Oh, I swallowed it.
That body is currently 83 inches, you guys. She's trying to get to 90 inches. Can you believe that? 90 inches of a butt? My real question is why? Why?
That's just disgusting. She can be able to wipe her own ass, hell, because, honey, all that doggone butt, honey, that's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
But trust me, if she goes to any club or public place where Negroes are present,
it's still like disgusting. A freak
show, dudes are going to be on that.
Leroy will sell his mama, honey.
Leroy.
For her.
That's disgusting.
Have more than 90 inches.
It jiggles and it.
It's just disgusting. It got too much fix-a-flat in her booty and she needs to go ahead and let it out. It's disgusting. Let it go, girl.
She's posting pictures. She's like advertising the fact that she wants a bigger butt.
It's terrible.
The
why is too
much for me.
Stop. Oh, yeah. Stop, girl. Stop. It's terrible. I'm trying to help you. Help me help you.
All right, next we will tell you, honey, about a celebrity whose clothing collection costs as much as a house. Don't move.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, now, Tisha Campbell put her estranged husband, Dwayne Martin, on blast for his wardrobe, hunty.
Oh.
According to reports, Tisha filed legal documents saying her estranged husband has more than 500 shirts worth $1,500 apiece, totaling
$750,000.
And wants the courts to force him to sell his shirts so he could pay her spousal support.
That doesn't quite work like
that.
I mean, Gary, you understand how, like, thrift shops work. You can't sell the shirts for what you paid for.
You can't sell them at all. I mean, a $1,500 shirt, honey, I would go to the thrift shop and at least pay maybe about $100 for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, so, and then I try to get a discount on that.
But I have so many other questions. Like, who's making $1,500 shirts? Is this like a Gordon Gartrell? Like, you know, that Theo has?
I don't know.
Show? Like,
you went there with the Gordon Gartrell. You went there.
The exact one that he had.
Right.
You need to start shopping at U.S. Polo Association.
Okay, come on. God.
I mean, do y'all have anything expensive like that? I mean, that's worth a lot of money?
My house.
Sure do.
Yeah.
That's it.
I got a $2,300 dress from Victoria Beckham, and I love it.
Not
what does
never.
It do?
I would never.
Me.
Yeah.
And my husband.
I would never.
That's exactly what
that
it does.
That dress better shrink my waist. That dress better make my booty bigger. That dress better walk itself.
Nah.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.